The last time someone said to me, "Are you game?" it had to do with a modestly criminal activity in a civil disobedience way, and I had to say, "Okay." This happened before the statute of limitations was statutized, so on advice of counsel, I will say no more about that matter today. The American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, the New College edition, has, among nouns, verbs, and adjectives, 16 different meanings of the word game. This fabulous 1,500-page book weighs in at almost 4 pounds. That's why the book bag was invented. Speaking of books that deserve to be weighed, I must mention Webster's third new international dictionary of the English language, Unabridged. The one I have was copyrighted in 1961. This is the dictionary you see in schools and libraries for the reason that they have room for it and you don't. It's a 3,000-page book, big as a bread box, and it tops the scales at 11 pounds, meaning it weighs almost as much as the track and field shot put cannonball. Who ever thought up that game? A librarian friend with a game left elbow gave the Webster to me years ago. He was no longer game to move it around whenever the game space of his library changed. Webster's dictionary has so many listings for the word game that I left my body for a while counting them. In the original Old and Middle English, the word meant amusement. How it came to apply to the animals we hunt would surely be a long, fascinating story to a philologist, so you're lucky I'm not one. I do want to share my latest big game recipe, though, which does indeed deal with the issue of the so-called gamey taste of the wild animals we harvest. Distinct from the fat of a ranch-raised cow, venison fat, as it cooks, acquires the taste of an old boot. In fact, venison meat generally, much of it, will remind you of boot leather, if you're not careful. The bulk of the deer is all muscle, ligament, connective tissue in the legs and shoulders. With a big old white-tailed buck, you're looking at a load of boot leather. That's what I was looking at after my last deer harvest. My suggestion, except for the back strap, forget about chops and steaks and roasts. Even in slow cooking, the juices turn bitter. Grind it all up, all of it. You will have a freezer full of potential hamburgers, sausages, meatballs, and mainly meatloaf. Here it is. Write this down. In a bunch of butter, saute a bunch of finely chopped onion and garlic. Then stir in a bunch of salt and pepper and nutmeg. Then add a handful of blueberries, a cup of red wine, 2 pounds of ground venison. Mix it all together. Pack it tightly into a 9x5 pan. Layer the top with apple slices and bake it for an hour or so at 350. Game on. And another suggestion. A European mount is the best way to preserve the memory. You won't be able to take your eyes off it. Now ask yourself, where else in the discovered media universe will you ever hear a dictionary review and a recipe for blueberry-flavored venison meatloaf folded into the same 5-minute segment? Your silence is deafening. Call now, 800-662-5799, or go to kaxe.org and pledge your support for Northern Community Radio, where, unless it's illegal, causes elbow pain, or smells like the inside of an old boot, we are game for just about anything. Are you?